A new chapter in the United Nations Oil for Food story is unfolding this afternoon. About an hour ago, the Independent Inquiry Committee, which is headed by Paul Volcker, released its first interim report on abuses in the defunct program. The multi-billion dollar program was instituted in 1996 to ease the impact of UN sanctions against Iraq. It allowed the Iraqi government, essentially Saddam Hussein, to sell its oil and use the funds to buy food, medicine, and other humanitarian supplies. Today's report singles out Benon Sevan, the senior UN official who headed the program, for violating UN rules and having an irreconcilable conflict of interest. It also says the procurement and auditing processes were mismanaged. To update us on the latest developments, we turn to Steve Steklow, an investigative reporter from the Wall Street Journal who has covered the story for several years. He joins us from his office in London. Welcome.
Thank you.
So what are the key findings of this interim report?
Well, I have to say I've been writing and following this story for more than 3 years, and I just started reading this report. It's 246 pages long. It is devastating. The sections on Benon Sevan, who headed the UN's Oil for Food program from 1997 to 2003, are really incredible. Basically, he's accused of steering oil contracts from Iraq to an oil trader in Switzerland who happens to be a cousin of Boutros-Ghali, the former Secretary General of the UN who preceded Kofi Annan. And when he was confronted by evidence, he seems to have lied to the investigators, and they point out that they looked at phone records and found that there were repeated meetings with him and repeated phone conversations between Benon Sevan and this oil trader in Switzerland. The Iraqis said they gave the rights to this oil to Mr. Sevan because they thought it would help them gain influence at the UN. And again, Mr. Sevan at first denied anything, and then he slowly seems to have admitted some of it. And there's quite a bit of – it's quite a story, I'd say.
Well, what has Mr. Sevan gotten out of all this? I mean, are the accusations of him amassing a fortune for having played this role?
Well, again, this is all new. The report found that in financial disclosure reports he filed for the UN, he reported receiving $160,000 in cash. And when he was asked the source of this money, he said it came from an elderly aunt in Cyprus. And she apparently recently died in an elevator accident. But the committee investigators spoke with people who knew her, who said that she lived a very modest existence, and they seemed dubious that she would be sending this kind of money to Mr. Sevan. But Mr. Volcker, in the press conference an hour ago, maintained that they're still investigating this, and they've reached no firm conclusions, although it's clear that they find Mr. Sevan's explanation very suspicious.
Now, Mr. Sevan, throughout this time, is a UN employee or a contractor?
Well, he's a longtime veteran UN employee who held many high positions in Afghanistan and in New York. And when he was appointed to head the Oil for Food program, you know, that was a big job. He was supposed to retire last year, but he agreed to stay on at Kofi Annan's request at $1 a year to cooperate with the Volcker panel, which Mr. Annan appointed last April.
Does this present problems? I mean, if these accusations prove to be all correct, and this is a UN employee or someone who's closely associated with the UN, doesn't this give the current Secretary General Kofi Annan, you know, a major problem?
Well, I think it looks terrible for the UN. I mean, all along for the past year, whenever criticism arose in Congress and elsewhere about Oil for Food, the UN consistently said, well, let's just wait for the findings of the Volcker panel. Well, now we have the first findings, and they're worse than what had been reported in all these other inquiries. Mr. Volcker himself, at this press conference, speaking about the findings about Mr. Sevan, said, quote, this is a painful episode, I think, for everybody in the life of the United Nations. I mean, I think they're going to be really taken aback, and that a lot of people, you know, were kind of hoping or assuming that, you know, Mr. Savan hadn't done anything wrong, but the preponderance of evidence in here is pretty remarkable.
Steve Steklow is an investigative reporter for the Wall Street Journal. He joined us by phone from London, where he is based. Thanks very much.
Thank you.